Next application is case number 11172, the application of Penn Central LLC. Site is located east of Route 1, also known as Ocean Highway, southeast corner of Bennett Road and Pennsylvania Avenue, being Lot 3, Block 1 within Sussex Shores Development, and being identified on tax rolls as tax map ID 134, map 13.15, parcel 159. Requesting a variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements. Gentlemen, in this application, I received no correspondence from any individual or agency to date. The applicant is proposing and requesting a 2-foot variance from the required 15-foot side yard for the third floor deck on unit 1, requesting a 5-foot rear yard variance from the required 10-foot rear yard for the third floor screen porch, also on unit 1. This application had previously been approved through the Planning and Zoning Commission and the Sussex County Council for a conditional use for a multifamily dwelling structure, and that was approved on July 24th of 2012. And this is part of their site plan process to get their building plans approved, so they would need a variance.
Okay, thank you.
This was emailed last week, but they gave me a courtesy copy this morning.
The applicant's just handed us a letter in support from Thomas R. Crowley, Crowley Real Estate, dated March 15th, in reference to variances, front rear and side yard setbacks to application 11172 for a back porch and one further balcony deck on her duplex project. I'm in support of this application as these balconies only enhance her design and provide greater egress in the event of an emergency. As I understand it, her variance request is only for balconies that did not extend into the Sussex Shores setbacks and only up to 5 feet into the county setbacks. Thus, the new building will be further away from her neighbors than the old building was. I own the business next door to Ms. Schultz's property and would really be the only one affected by her variance and have no objection to such and support it, as I have reviewed the design of the building, and the building is only enhanced by the porch and the balconies. I'm looking forward to Ms. Schultz's building, as her design will only enhance her property. Signed, Thomas Crowley.
Thank you. Okay, ma'am, you need to go there and be sworn in, if you would, please, before we start. Please state your name and address for the record.
Carol E. Schultz, 6206 Wagner Lane, Bethesda, Maryland, 20816.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Now.
Do you want me to go through the factors?
Yes, ma'am. You want to explain to the board your request, please?
Okay. I am asking for 2 variances. I came here earlier for variances for porches, and they were granted.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm asking only for one on top of another one and one on top of another one that I should have asked for at the earlier hearing, and I did not.
Okay.
The one on the south side will be 5 feet into the county setback, 0 feet into the Sussex Shores Homeowners Association setback. On that side, I have a 0 setback. If it was in Sussex Shores, the building that was there, the roof was on the property line, so I'm actually going to be 5 feet further back from the property line.
Okay.
The other for the deck is going to go 2 feet into the east setback, which is directly above the other 2-foot variance that was granted earlier. I apologize for not doing them all at once. I finally talked the architect into a covered back porch, which I wanted because people in our family, including myself, have skin cancer. And so that was the reason for it. I can go through all of the factors also.
Yeah.
Number one, the uniqueness. Do you have unique circumstances? Yes, this lot is a small non-conforming lot. It borders commercial property to the north and south, an alley to the east, and a vacant triangular parcel to the west between the lot and Route 1. It is 73 by 110. Is there an exceptional practical difficulty due to such unique condition? The back porch or balcony on the south will be inside the current footprint structure. which would not have been feasible to save. The building roof line was on the south property line. The new building would be 40 feet back from Pennsylvania Avenue versus the current building that was only 10 feet back. And I'm only asking for 2 feet from the east and 5 feet from the south. Number two, possibility of development. Answer to number A, can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance? Not as designed because of the county setbacks, but all requests are within the Sussex Shores homeowners setbacks. Number B, is the variance necessary? Yes, it is necessary to enable reasonable use because we'd like a covered porch. Two, has a difficulty been created by the applicant? No, I did not create the non-conforming lot. Additionally, Sussex Shores homeowners deed restrictions when this house was first set, this lot was first set out, had less restrictive setbacks, and I'm not asking to go into those setbacks at all. Number four, effect on surroundings. Will the variance alter the character of the neighborhood? No, because to the north is a commercial building. To the south are townhomes right now. The current structure was on the lot line. This will be 5 feet back. The Sussex Shore setback on the south was 0 feet, and to the east is 8 feet. Number B, will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use? No, as the Sussex Shore setbacks are more generous, and most houses in Sussex Shores are torn down and rebuilt on the more generous original footprints.
Ma'am, you're referring to the Sussex Shores restrictions lodge, yes. And they're less restrictive than the county restrictions?
That's correct.
That's fine, but that has no difference here at all.
Okay, well, I'm just saying the neighbors, none of the neighbors oppose it because it's within their setback.
That's fine, but for purposes of here tonight, we're focusing on the county restrictions.
Okay, I'm asking to go 5 feet into the county restriction, directly above a balcony that was previously approved, and 2 feet into the other, into the west, directly above a balcony that was previously approved. Okay. And will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? No. Will the variance represent the least modification? Yes. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yes. And will the variance represent the least modification possible? And the answer is yes.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. Rickards?
Why do you need a deck up there? Maybe I missed that.
Why do I need it?
Yes.
For the view.
Okay. I see on your other side, they don't have a deck up there.
Because right? They couldn't see over the roof. It would be impossible.
Okay.
Then we would go higher than the...
So this is going to have a view of the ocean? Is that
well, right? I hope. I don't know. if I won't, I'm not going to build it. But right now, I'm hoping that there is a view from up there.
So this is the reason that you're going to build it?
Well, for that part of it.
Didn't you also testify
and then the
back
skin
porch. Cancers or something?
Excuse
yeah, you
me?
Said something. Yeah, not
you also testified that...
For the back porch, yes. I'd like it something covered. And the architect, I was like, I don't have any covered decks, you know. And I would like something where I'm not out in the sun.
Okay, because
and that would be the back deck because I had skin cancer on my face. And,
for the
and I've had
for the sun rays,
four
right?
Surgeries for.
That's what you're talking about.
So the top deck's not covered at all.
That one's not covered, and it's that's not in terms of height. It's well under the Sussex County height limitation. I'm only asking for 2 feet to the east. The Sussex County height limitation is 42 feet. It's at 40 feet.
As it appears here, you'd need oxygen up there if it was
well, yeah.
42 feet.
I might need some nerves to go up there, too.
Right.
Is the side yard setback, is that for the corner? Is it a corner side yard setback? Let's see that.
I know that the setback is 10 feet on that side that I'm asking for, which is the east side. And I'm asking for 2 feet into the 10 feet.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at it, and there's like a, it looks like the property is bordered on three sides by roads. Is that right?
Two sides by roads. You have Bennett on the front of one of them, Pennsylvania on the other.
Uh-huh.
There's an alley, which may look like a road to you.
Yeah, that's what I was seeing there.
There's an alley there.
It's an alley?
Yes.
It's less than 12 foot, so it doesn't have to fall into the category of a rear.
Okay.
It's just a standard setback on that side.
Yeah, I'd seen it on here. I was just kind of wondering. I guess the other question I had was, we had the hearing back in December, and at that point you were looking at the balconies. Were these two things that came up just something that kind of came up in the design or the building of the property since then, or?
Well, yes, I asked the architect, you know, the whole time I asked him if he would put those things in, he never did, and I was like, I asked you for a porch, you never gave me a porch, and he finally did, and I said, oh, great, I'm going to have to go back for a variance, you know, and that's how it happened.
I have nothing further, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Records.
Convince me again, it's not, you're not creating this hardship again. Put it in words for me again.
I didn't create the non-conforming lot, and when it was first subdivided, the setbacks were different, and the lot is non-conforming according to Sussex County.
Okay, what I'm doing is I want you to tell me about the upper decks, okay? Mm-hmm. To tell me why they're not a hardship to you. They are a hardship to you.
Well, I mean, we'd like to have a view of the ocean.
You'd
if we're
like,
that close.
You'd like to have a view of the ocean, right? That's the hardship.
Well, and I didn't create the difficulty. I mean, I didn't subdivide the lot. I mean, I didn't make it a smaller lot. If the lot was bigger, I wouldn't need a variance.
Right. So if you didn't want those decks, you'd be in compliance with the county, right? Is that correct?
I guess so. In your...
Because you're speaking, and of course our attorney addressed the Sussex Shores setbacks, and I think you would have made the setbacks.
On the Sussex Shores side, I would have.
Right,
and
but
right
you
now,
won't make the count.
Right, and where the building was before, it was 10 feet from the front road. It was on the south lot line, and I'm moving the building back 40 feet from the road where it was only 10 feet. So I am pushing it back. So, I mean, I didn't create that part of it, no.
No, I'm
so I'm making the building less
decks.
Restrictive. I mean, it's I'm going with the county 40 feet from the
Yeah, I'm addressing your decks, okay?
Okay.
I'm just addressing your variance
okay.
that you're requesting.
And I should have asked for it earlier, and I didn't, and I take responsibility for that.
Okay.
And it's no different than the earlier variance in terms of space and size. It's the exact same 2 feet that I asked for the deck underneath it.
So with the upper, the top deck like that, you wouldn't be needing anything except that you just want it, right? I mean, it wasn't because you wanted it covered, so the other deck, so that you wouldn't have a problem with the sun.
Well, it does cover the deck below it, in effect. It does.
The first floor deck?
Right. I think it's directly above that.
So, man, why don't you put a cover on top? Then, if you got skin cancer and everything, and you're going to be up on top deck, I mean.
I don't think I'm going to be up there all the time. I really don't. But, I mean, you can't put a cover up there. I mean, it would be over the 42 feet limit. It would be over the county height limit, and it would be over the Sussex Shores height limit as well. It would be impractical to put a cover on that one.
So you're really causing the problem on this one.
What?
You're causing the problem on this one, really. By putting it up there. I mean, you're not going to use it that much.
Well, I would like to be able to see the ocean. If I bought a lot that close to the ocean, it would be nice to see it. And I'm allowed to go up to 40 feet. It would be nice to see the ocean from there. And I didn't create the non-conforming lot, and I didn't create the setbacks.
Has the house been built yet?
No.
Are there windows facing the ocean side from that porch?
From the porch.
Because I see a window.
On the back porch?
Mm-hmm. The third floor porch that you're asking for.
Yes,
there's
it would
window
be.
There.
But
there
that would not be as high as the other one. It would, you know, it'd be one floor below it.
Man, what's stopping you from seeing the ocean on your top floor?
It's not tall enough. I actually went, and there's another townhouse being built right now on the other side of Crowley. They knocked down Shorty's Woodcraft. And I actually went in there today and looked out, and you can't see it. You only see the top of the buildings. And they have a rooftop deck. I don't know if they got a variance for it or, you know, but I didn't go up on their roof, but I went on their third floor, and you couldn't see it. I asked for permission today and went in there.
So you got a building in front of your building?
Yes, there's houses.
There are houses?
Yeah, okay. There's five houses. There's the alley and then I think five houses, then an oceanfront house.
Oh, okay. So you still might not be able to see it if you do all this.
I think I will be able to because I'm in a commercially zoned lot, so I'm allowed to go up another 5 feet than the houses in front of me. So I will be 5 feet taller. Those houses have a 35-foot height limit. I have a 40-foot height limit. And that's why I think that it is possible.
Okay. Any further questions? Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Sir, do you want to come forward, please? Ma'am, you can sit down right up in front of me.
Evening. You state your name and address for the record.
Roderick Reese, 39876 Bennett Road.
Do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay. Good evening, sir.
How are you?
Very well.
We are the Eastburn House on the far side of the alley that we previously discussed.
Okay.
So adjacent to the property. Facing the, our opposition is to the 2 foot encroachment into the space between our house and theirs.
Okay, the 2 foot. That's also, just that?
We've been there since 1996. Property line has a growth of, old growth of trees, pine trees, that probably interfere with the view from the house. Mm-hmm. I don't know how high they are, but pretty high. And the one biggest issue that I saw was the fact that we have an outdoor shower on that side of the house that will, if this the upper deck is built, it will require us to do something with it because it'll provide a direct view into the shower.
Okay.
So which one are you? You're lot.
Lot five.
So is that the only reason you weren't in opposition to the previous 2 foot on the lower deck?
The current building that's there is a single story building, 1/5 the size of this construction. The proposed building is going to use the entire allowable building space of that lot. It's pushed to the maximum. It's going to be very close to the townhouse next to it. The proposed 5 foot variance for the side porch, very close to the house next to it, it's going to be a big change in the environment of the property, of the area. This is going to loom over, you know, the entire area.
But my question is, were you opposed for the previously 2 foot variance for the lower deck?
Was not made aware of that enough that I was could come here and.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sir, can you one question? Can you see the water from your, where you live at? Can you see the ocean?
If I stand on the peak of the roof of our house, I can get a glimpse between two of the houses and get the view of the ocean, but that's on the peak on the top of the shingles.
So you're on five.
Lot five, yes.
Right. Then you got 7, 8, 11, 13, and then you've got more houses going out there towards the
on the ocean.
There's
side.
Surf Road, and mm-hmm. then you're.
That's correct.
There's a line of houses there. Is
yes.
that correct?
Yes, that's
I
correct.
Remember that correctly.
Yes.
And then you meet the ocean.
Right. You can only see the ocean, for us at least, through between houses.
Three hours, okay. Thank you.
So thank you're looking at 300 some odd feet, 400?
To the ocean?
Yeah.
About that. Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to take case number 7172 under advisement.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, a motion by Mr. Workman, second by Mr. Rickards, that we take case number 11,172 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Workman again?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
And aye, Mr. Callaway. For the previous reasons, by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,172 is taken under advisement. What that means, ma'am, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. Okay? Yes, ma'am.